Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Love what I heard from him today. How about you?
Oh, it was all right. I'd feel better if he completed more passes.
Well, he would too, apparently, because he said he just has to complete more.
Yeah. Look, I really don't have much of an issue with how Shador has handled himself. I know there are others that disagree and whatnot, but I think he's done a fairly good job in front of the cameras and the microphones, quite frankly.
I agree with you.
Has he been institutionalized, Daryl? Because that sounds like a guy who was a little, you know, that sounded like a guy who Kevin Stefanski got to with, you know, we got to play a little bit better. I got to complete more passes.
I didn't get that, Dan.
I got that a little bit.
Or he's just self-aware.
Thank you, Daryl. Right? Minigan.
Well, I mean,
he's you know, the completion percentage right now is 52%. Touchdown to interception ratio is 5-6, and he has won one game. So, and they absolutely got obliterated last weekend. So I think that that's, you know, what he's looking at, is the fact that he's got to find a way to get the football out faster and get it to his supporting cast. I was going to say playmakers, but there aren't many playmakers on this team, so I'll just say supporting cast.
Rimshot here.
And
insert rimshot.
You know, and give them an opportunity, hopefully, to do something with it. But, you know, this is a good test for him. It really is. I'm not going to subscribe to every game as a referendum on whether or not this guy's going to be able to play in this league. But he certainly, I at least in my view, he's showing enough to where I want to see more of him. And so, you know.
That's where I am.
I
don't know, Daryl, and Dan and I talked earlier in the show. I think these next three games are going to be critical for him because, as you said, good test against Buffalo. You'll have a good test against Pittsburgh, AFC North game, and then even Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati's going to try and win that football game, it seems.
Well, we'll see how interested the Bengals really are in playing that game in Week 18.
But I understand that, but their plan now is for Joe Burrow to be playing in that game. So that, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder, you know, I don't think it's enough for Shador to be able to show, yes, I'm absolutely the guy. But I also think that it will be very telling what happens these next three games.
I got news for you. Next year is going to be an audition, too. So
I would agree with that. But do you think
whoever the quarterback is?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask.
Even if they draft someone in the first round and they play him, like, that's an audition, right? Hey, you got to show us you can do this. It's just that's the way it is. I mean, there is no definitive answer to that position, even in, 2026, regardless of what they do this offseason, you know? So hopefully he's able to maximize the opportunity that he's being given now, and then that will inform whatever decisions are made in the offseason as to whether or not to give him future opportunities, right?
Our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us, of course, Daryl, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Denzel Ward also spoke to the media today, which I think is a good sign that he is going to be back this week. Is he the most...
He talked last week, so let's, you know.
Okay. Okay. I'll pump the brakes. We'll pump the brakes.
No, it's listen, that's how it used to be, Dan. Like, oh, so-and-so talks, so that's a good sign they're going to play. Well, that didn't happen last week, so we have to pump the brakes on that one.
All right, well, it's that time of year. It's good to pump the brakes this time of year. You don't want to blow out a line.
You don't want to blow out anything else.
All right. You don't want anything to freeze.
You don't want to do.
It's good to know.
They're doing enough getting blown out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Now that's a rim shot right there.
Response to this statement.
That's a try the veal statement from you.
If you're a Shedeur Sanders fan.
Well.
Here you go. If you're a Shedeur Sanders fan, best thing for Shedeur next year just might be Kevin Stefanski as head coach and Andrew Berry as GM. Yay or nay?
I'm indifferent at this moment.
What do you think the organization
Because I don't know if that's in the best interest of the Cleveland Browns right now either. So that's hard to say, Jeff. I think that there's decisions that are going to have to be made that ownership was hoping not to have to make. And here we are now in December. They're 3-11, soon to be probably 3-12, probably 3-13. And maybe even 3-14 again, right? I think this is a spot where ownership wasn't anticipating being in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And also, too, it's not just that they're losing games. It's the way they're losing games. They can't do the little things right, okay? They look unprepared. They have the same problems now that they had in week one, and that just goes beyond injuries, the attrition of a season, the uncertainty with the quarterback situation, all that. Like, it just transcends that. You have problems that were created by the front office. And roster deficiencies created by the front office. You have on the field deficiencies created by the coaching staff. So it's hard to answer those questions, Jeff, because I think that the organization is in a spot that they were hoping that they would not have to be in, and that is having to make a determination as to whether or not they move forward with not just Kevin Stefanski, but also Andrew Berry.
If they had 6 or 7 wins right now, we're not even thinking that, are we?
100%. Okay.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Do you see a fix coming for the run defense that has become extremely porous in the last few weeks?
Buffalo is like one of the best running teams in the league, so no, I don't. Okay. It's just a bad time, right? It's just bad timing. You're like, hey, well, they stopped the run, but they have plenty. They got to stop Josh Allen too, right? So it's almost like pick your poison at this point when you look at that, Buffalo offense, which is just absolutely outstanding, in the way that Josh Allen. It seems ridiculous to say, Josh Allen's playing some of his best football in his career, and he won the MVP last year, right? This is a guy who's completing 70% of his passes. He's thrown over 20 touchdowns this year, which you come to expect that. But this is a Buffalo Bills team that has, I think they got 24 rushing touchdowns, and they're averaging 5 yards a carry on the ground. Obviously, that starts with Cook. I get that. But Josh Allen has 12 rushing touchdowns as well.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, this is, hopefully Denzel can come back, because he literally takes a third of the field away or a quarter of the field away by his presence. This is one I think he's been targeted the least amount in his entire career. He's getting the respect of Darrell Revis. Remember Revis Island? Nobody wanted to throw in his direction. That's what's happening with Denzel right now. Teams just, when he's out there, they're not throwing in his direction. You know, I asked him about that today and said, yeah, even after the game, if they come up, they say, yeah, we just weren't throwing to you today. Nothing was going to go well for us if we tried to do that. And that's obviously a tremendous amount of respect that's being shown to him. This is a pick your poison game because they have an all-time quarterback and they have an all-time run game too.
Darrell Ryder joining us. D, handicap this for me. Offensive linemen on this team who are back next year in order, if you think that's even more than two or three.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we just talked to Wyatt Teller at his locker, and he seems to have kind of accepted things for what they are. Go ahead, and I'll give you the odds there.
Joel Bitonio?
I think he retires.
Wyatt Teller?
I think he will not be here next year.
By team choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Ethan Posick.
Unless they make changes and the new people say, let's bring him back. You know what I mean? I don't think that I think if Stefanski and Barry are back, he is not. And then if those guys are not back, I'm not convinced that the new people would say, bring him back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So Ethan Posick with an injury.
Yeah, probably not.
DeJuan Jones.
I think he's in the. I think he goes to the final year of his rookie contract, so he'll I think be here, but I don't have any expectation he'll do much. I have to look at that. I'm having a brain cramp right now.
And unfortunately, the often beat up Jack Conklin.
Yeah, I think the only way he's back is because they have to have him back.
Okay. In other words, there's a lot of work to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Well. Jeff, there's a lot of work to do. This is like the movie Money Pit. That's what this team reminds me of. Like the movie Money Pit. Every time they fix something, something else breaks, and the whole house needs gutted again.
Was that Tom Hanks and Shelley Long?
Yep.
Yeah.
The tub falling through the floor.
I realize I went deep into the archives on that one, but I think it definitely applies.
All right, buddy.
I don't know who's Tom Hanks. Stuck in the carpet in the middle of the floor after it caved in on him. But I'm sure there's someone in this building that fits that description.
Thank you, bud.
Hang in there, Tiger.
Appreciate your time.
You bet, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.